But McGill came from a small town in northern Mexico. He came north with his brother Louis, California 3 years ago. They crossed at the River Levee when Louis was just 16, and found work together in the fields of the San Joaquin. They left their homes and family. Their father said, "My son's one thing you will learn. For everything the North gives, it exacts a price in return." They worked side by side in the orchards from morning till day was through, doing the work the cueros wouldn't do. The word was out, some men in from Sinaloa were looking for some hands. Well, deep in Fresno County, there was a deserted chicken ranch. They lay in a small tin shack on the edge of a ravine. Miguel and Louis stood cooking methamphetamine. You could spend a year in the orchard, or make half as much in one 10-hour shift, working for the men from Sinaloa. But if you slipped the hydriatic acid, could burn right through your skin, leave you spitting up blood in the desert if you breathe those fumes in. It was early one winter evening, as McGill stood watch outside, when the shack exploded, lighting up the valley night. McGill carried Lewis's body over his shoulder, down a swale to the creek side, and then tall grass leaves rose silently down. McGill lifted Lewis's body into his truck, and then he drove to where the morning sunlight fell on a eucalyptus grove. In the dirt, he dug up $10,000. All that they said, kissed his brother.